Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror. Why, hello there. Is it time for another of my sinister tales already? I fear I was engrossed with this new tome that I picked up in a little bookstore in Haddonfield. I will admit, I plumb forgot what day it was. Why, I can't even remember the last time I had a bite to eat. That is the price of knowledge for you, though. Hey? What is this dusty old book about? It is a telling of the trials, that mock pageantry of justice that was held in the forests located not too far from this vault. They are called Old Dobbs Woods now by the locals, for they were owned for the longest time by Dr. William Dobbs. Back in the day, however, they were known as the Thick Vruhan, for the family that had settled there. Yes, it was during the witch trials. The Vruhans, every man, woman, and child, was judged guilty of trafficking with the forces of darkness. They say the spot where they were put to the torch is still blackened to this day, and there is a queer and unidentifiable smell in that area. The teenagers of Haddonfield sometimes dare each other to go and sit in the middle of that spot when the moon is full. There are some that have claimed they find themselves faint when they sit in that spot, and can hear screams that their bosom companions are not privy to. This tome, it is a history of the Vruhan family. I would be more than glad to let you borrow it when I am finished. No? Very well. How about we get down to it then? I am afraid that I have run out of candles, so this blasted lantern will have to suffice this time. You know, talking about Old Dobbs Woods reminds me of the perfect story for you and the dear listeners tuning into my broadcast. I call it The Hide Behinds. Whenever my brother and I came home late for dinner, our father would tell us about the hide-behinds. These creatures, he would say, would follow hikers as they walked through the woods. At the crack of a branch, you'd turn around, but there'd be nothing there. Then, out of the corner of your eye, you might see a dark shape sprint behind a tree. Soon, your paranoia escalates, and you're running through the woods. But there is no escape, he'd say. The hide behind would follow you until your heart stopped from the fright. And I believed him, the child that I was. For a while, I never stayed in the woods for too long or too late, and I was never tardy for dinner. But soon, I grew out of such fantasies. There were other real dangers of the woods to fear, such as getting lost or preyed upon by bears. The hide-behinds seemed so immature now. now and then, when I'd linger in the woods after twilight, a dark shape darting behind a tree would catch my eye. For an instant, my heart would skip a beat, but I dismissed them as deer or simply paranoia. I didn't want to believe. I should have listened to my instincts. There's a reason people have an innate fear of the woods. There's a reason we feel like something is following us when we hike home after dark. Like my childhood nightmares come to life, I found myself lost in the woods one day as the sun went down. I walked as fast as I could through the thick woods, trying to get my bearings. No, that's the wrong way. I doubled back, just in time to catch a glimpse of something behind a tree. Perhaps that was the right way after all. I turn around and continue faster. I look back, and there it is again. But this time, he lingers in the open for a while before disappearing behind the trees. Now I'm running. My heart races. The thorns tear at my legs. I need to go faster. I need to go on. But my legs won't run any further. So I crawl. I crawl through the thickets until my hands were bloody and raw. And when I could go no further, I prayed for it all to be over. I don't know how I survived that night, what willpower kept me going, but somehow I evaded those terrible creatures until sunrise and found my way back to town. It was a while before I went into the woods again. Yes, there's a reason people have an innate fear of the woods. These creatures, these incarnations of paranoia, have haunted man for as long as he's walked in the woods. My advice to anyone in the woods after dark, don't look behind you. I certainly hope you will remember that particular tale the next time you are enjoying a walk in the woods. I find an evening stroll through old Dobbs Woods clears my head. Perhaps you should do the same, We have Linda Dunsmore to thank for the Hyde Pines. She didn't include her stomping grounds in her electronic missive, but judging by that story, it must be somewhere near the woods. Victor has contacted me and said that my broadcasts on iTunes have been submitted and are under review. He seems positive they will be cleared soon enough. So, for those of you on the iTunes Radio Network, keep an eye peeled. Remember, if you too would like to hear your scary story read on the air, you can send them to me on my Facebook page, Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So listeners, I expect to see you here next week at the same time for more of my sinister tales of terror. This has been a RetroWest production. Sleep well, and goodbye.